In a courtroom in New Orleans, the oil giant BP has begun presenting its defense in a case connected to the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Plaintiffs include individuals and businesses hurt by the spill, as well as state and federal governments. And they've argued that BP was grossly negligent in drilling the deepwater well. But now it's BP's turn. The company argues that contractors who helped it drill should share the blame for the accident, which killed 11 workers and spilled more than 4 million barrels of oil. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The Gulf spill trial is in its seventh week. Plaintiffs have laid out their case. In court Monday, BP called Ted Burgoyne. He's a petroleum engineering professor emeritus at Louisiana State University. Burgoyne says BP followed standard industry practices. He refuted earlier testimony from a geophysicist who argued that BP drilled the well in a dangerous and unsafe manner. Burgoyne says his review backs up BP's contention that the accident happened because of a series of mistakes, and he says those mistakes were made by a variety of people, including those working for rig owner Transocean and cement contractor Halliburton. David Ullman is a professor at the University of Michigan Law School.
The ability to point fingers, if you will, at Transocean and Halliburton is important for BP because the more other companies contributed to this tragedy, the less culpable BP becomes, or at least that's what BP is hoping the judge will conclude.
That could save BP billions of dollars if it leads to the company avoiding the maximum fines under federal law. BP likely will spend the next 2 weeks presenting its defense, then the plaintiffs will have time to respond. The judge's decision in the case will come sometime after that. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.